Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our dedication service here at C4.
大家早上好，我们非常欢迎各位来到我们今天现堂的典礼。
Just to remind you, during the worship service, if you have a cell phone, you can take it off, and like I'm doing right now, you can shut it off or turn it down.
如果大家有手机的话，请大家把手机关上，预备我们的心来敬拜神。
Let us prepare our hearts for worshiping the Lord with a moment of silence as we seek to get right with the Lord our God.
让我们大家有一点点默祷的时间来预备我们的心。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we can gather to praise and worship you. You alone are God, you alone are our Savior. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, that we may have forgiveness and have eternal life. Lord, we thank you for today, and we thank you for your presence, and we give this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll have our call to worship now. I will read in the English, and Brother and Pastor Kunming will read in the Chinese. So, Kunming, if you can please open us with the Chinese.
宣召经文，罗马书第十二章第一到二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上。当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
For the English, let's read together. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters,in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let's all rise as we worship the Lord.
Good morning. We have done our best to provide English and Chinese lyrics because our goal here is to worship the Lord. So feel free to sing in whatever language you wish. If it's Swahili, you know Swahili, sing in Swahili. But sing to the Lord. Praise Him. And at different times we'll be emphasizing English or Chinese, but I want everybody to sing at all times. Praise our Lord. All right? Let's pray first. Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning you've given to us. Thank you for this beautiful building. And Lord, we want to come before you humbly. And we invite you to come in here, that your presence will be here, and that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for all that you provide for us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
主，我们感谢你，今天借着你的名，我们能来到这里，来到这个新堂来聚会，来崇拜你。主，你是配得一切称颂的。主，我们求你今天让圣灵充满这个殿，求你一直跟我们在一起，祝福下面的敬拜和献堂的仪式。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam, oh praise Him, oh praise Him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou rushing wind that our soul just putting on a writ. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. in the sky, the starless in the void of the night. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Judgment and wrath he poured on the Sodom, mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not completely forgotten that our God is.
Lord, we thank you for, we come to you and we give you the glory for all that has happened with this building, with our church. Lord, you have brought so many pieces together and you've given us this beautiful building. Lord, we pray that it would be used for your glory. In your Son's name we pray.
主啊，谢谢你，赐给我们这个新堂。 从你呼召我们去修建他的时候，我们就完全的相信我们一定能做成。主，因为我们知道你与我们同在，我们与你同工。主，荣耀归于你，也求你继续的带领我们这个教会，继续带领所有的弟兄姐妹，在我们的心里也彼此建造，让我们能活出你的样子。谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Take my life and let it be all for you.
God, glory to God, glory to God forever.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you've given to us in our personal lives, in our church life. Everything is yours, Father. Thank you.
主，谢谢你爱我们，所有的荣耀都归于你。主，求你继续带领我们。阿门。
My Jesus, I love thee.I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior.In mansions
Offering we bring to you, we dedicate to you all that we are, this building and everything. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. We now have a special presentation by our children's choir. So as they make their way in, it will make a joyful noise to us. Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
We'll now spend our next moment in dedication, in prayer, dedicating our sanctuary, our building to the Lord.
接下来我们会为现场祷告。
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your great provision in our lives and in the body of our church body. And we thank you, Lord, for how you have led and guided us over the years. We thank you for so many lives that have been touched, Lord. Many coming to know you as Lord and Savior and growing in their walk with you, Father, as they follow Jesus through the power of your Spirit. And today we rejoice in this day of celebration, for you have done great things, and we are sitting in this building, which is a testimony to your grace and to your provision and to your power. Lord, we thank you for so many who have been involved in this process over the years, and we recognize that this has not just been a one or two person thing, but it has been the body of Christ coming together to follow you and for this vision to be implemented. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Wong and his many years of leadership here at the church, and for he and working with the deacon board over the years as they have helped to have this vision, Lord, for a church building and to see it through to implementation. Lord, we thank you for our working with Ralph Walden, our architect, and for Jim Barrider and the good work that they put in helping us to design and implement and construct this building. Father, I especially want to thank you for Brother Nelson and for all of the hard work that he put in managing this project over the year, and for Alan as he has also assisted Nelson as a team, Lord, in assuring that this building would come to fruition. Lord, I thank you for all of the work that Kevin Wong put in doing the electrical and the air conditioning and the lighting and just so much time that he put in, Lord. Please bless him and his family, Lord, for the work that he's done. We thank you for Guilin and for the work he did in managing the volunteers and putting in much time to make sure that this was not just an effort for professionals, but a team effort from everyone. And indeed, we thank you, Lord, that this has been a team effort with everyone in the church coming together, whether helping to paint or helping to plant or to clean. We thank you for the work that was done. And we thank you, Lord, for the generosity of those who have given so sacrificially that we would have the funds to have this building, Lord. And we thank you that we can celebrate in this building, but we thank you even more, Lord, for the heavenly treasures, Lord, that have accrued to the accounts of many who have given unto you. And so, Father, I do pray that we would continue, Lord, as a church in unity, in a unity of purpose, as we continue to seek you and to fulfill what is most important, Lord, the fulfillment of the Great Commission, going and making disciples of all nations, Lord. So today we dedicate this building unto you, and we ask, Lord, that it would be used for your glory and for your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.
天父，我们再次感谢你，因为若不是你建造房屋，那建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是你看守城池，那看守的人就枉然警醒。主啊，我们谢谢你，你透过你仆人的手建造这个圣殿，你也透过你的仆人的心智来把这个圣殿献给你。主啊，你求你抓住你自己的应许，你曾经应许我们说，这个国和那个国的子民若来到殿中，祷告，谦卑，为自己的罪忏悔，转离他们的恶行，你就必从天上垂听，你并且要医治这地。主啊，我们求你抓住你自己的应许，当我们有弟兄姐妹，当我们有朋友在这个殿中或者在远方望着这个殿向你祷告向你忏悔的时候，求你就听从他们的祷告，求你使他们转离他们的恶行，求你来建造他们生命，求你使他们重新再在你的里面回到你的家中，使他们在主耶稣基督里面做一个新造的人，旧事已过，一切都是新的。 主啊，我们求你来帮助他们，垂听他们的祷告，把这个殿放在你的怀中，放在你的眼中，放在你的心里面，就像你话语所说的一样，你已经拣选这殿分别为圣，你要住在其中，你自己的荣耀在这里彰显，你的圣灵在运行当中。主啊，我们求你就抓住你自己的应许，你也来建造你自己的子女，建造你自己的子民，建造你的那些信奉主耶稣基督的名的人。哦，主啊，求你来建造这殿，求你来悦纳我们的献堂。我们今天把这个堂献给你，我们把我们的心智献给你，我们把整个教会的肢体献给你，让我们自己亲自来使用，为的是你自己的荣耀，让我们可以查验何为你善良纯全可喜悦的旨意，让我们凭着你自己的旨意来行。主啊，愿你自己得到最大的荣耀，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，这是谢谢你拣选我们，拣选我们的每一个人来跟你一起同工，这是何等的荣耀。你真是，你是圣洁的主，你拣选我们这些不配的人跟你一起同行，我们谢谢你，谢谢你真是把建堂的这个信心这个意念放在我们教会里面，也通过圣灵使我们通过一步一步的，使我们每一个人都是能认识到这个意念，让我们一起来这个同工。我们还记得主先你跟我们，让我们祷告，让我们在这个为这个土地祷告，你应验了；为我们的开工祷告，你应验了。我们谢谢主，这是今天我们到这来这见证你的，这是你的奇迹，见证你的功。我们这是何等的，这是有幸来跟在一起。我们谢谢你，这是在建堂的过程中间，让我们弟兄姐妹和我们朋友们在一起，这是。我们在这个建造的过程中跟你同工的过程一起来，真是来体会到你的爱，体会到我们互相的爱，也是我们一起来真是更加认识你的心意。我们谢谢主，今天我们站在这的时候，我们真是恭恭敬敬的把这个堂献给你，你是这个堂的真正的主人。我们知道今天这个堂不是你要给我们的奖赏，你给我们的奖赏是更大的，是更好的，是在天上。真是让我们今天每一个人继续加固我们的信心，就让我们真是给我们意念，让我们真是怎样来体验体会你的心意，把这个堂真是能来传扬你的福音，传扬你的爱，但是让更多的人来到这里来认识你，来到你的怀抱。我们谢谢主，以主耶稣的名求，阿们。
接下来我们有不同的人上来分享，分享之后是黄牧师给我们带来主日的信息。
大家早安。
It is a wonderful blessing, and to me, it is a miracle that we are able to dedicate this new building to God and worship Him in this new sanctuary today.
今天我们能在这个新堂一起来献给神，来这边敬拜他，是一个很奇妙的祝福。对我个人而言呢，也是一个奇迹。
8 months ago, it was just a dream.
八个月前，这只是一个梦想。
But now the dream becomes truth, all because the church leader trusted God and had faith in Him.
今天这个梦境成真了，是因为全部都是来自教会的领袖对神的依靠跟信心。
8 months ago, we did not have enough cash to cover the construction costs for this building.
八个月前，我们对建堂的资金呢都还不足够的。
However, the available cash was enough to cover the cost of foundation and the building shell.
当时的资金呢，只能够来建造这个地基跟这个建筑的外壳。
After that, we had no idea how far the construction could move forward.
那剩下资金能做多久呢？我们是完全没有概念的。
how long construction could continue with the rest of the available cash, whether it will be one day, one week, or one month.
那剩下的钱能够进攻多久呢？是一天、一个礼拜，或者是一个月？我们完全不能够预测。
It was all up in the air. No one knew what would happen next.
全部都是不可预测，没人能够知道会怎么样。
Nevertheless, the church made a decision to move forward with the construction.
然而呢，教会却决定我们要开始动工。
The intention was to build as much as we could, as long as the building fund had cash in hand.
当时的想法说，我们手上有多少的资金，我们就盖这个建筑的进度就是根据当时的资金。
And the belief was that God would take care of the rest.
因为我们相信神会照顾我们的需要。
For He is Almighty, He is always in charge.
因为他是全能的神，一切都在他的掌握之中。
Once the church made the commitment and proceeded with the construction, an unthinkable thing was in the work.
当教会做了决定要开始动工的时候，令人无法想象的事情却发生了。
It was not realized what was happening at the beginning.
当开始的时候，我们还没有意识到是发生了什么事情。
As the construction was moving forward, donation kept coming in.
当施工开始进行的时候，这个奉献就不断地涌进来。
It came in such a pace that the available cash was always ahead of the cash needed for construction at that time.
而且每次的奉献都好像在施工到某一个时段需要资金的时候，那笔钱就预备好了。
Not too fast, yet not too slow.
不早也不晚。
Therefore, the construction kept moving forward until its completion.
所以我们的建堂能够顺利地进行直到完工。
It was never delayed or temporarily suspended because of funding issue.
我们没有因为资金的短缺也令到我们的施工是暂停或者是耽误。
After the building was complete, it was so unthinkable.That not only building fund has enough cash to pay the rest of the invoices, it has some money left over.
当当堂建好了以后，我们计算一下，我们的资金不单能够支付所有的账单，而且还有盈余啊。
We are delighted to save it for the future expansion.
这是我们可以将来可以在我们的教会，还要是在扩建的时候就可以用到了。
This building was built without a single loan from individual or lending institution.
而且我们这次的建堂没有向任何的银行或是私人做任何的借贷。
It is free and clear.
其实我们这个整个建堂的资金都是我们自己奉献，没有任何的借贷。
It is so amazing, so unbelievable how God did His work from the shortage of cash at the beginning.To surplus after completion.
这实在是太奇妙了。从起初我们的资金的短缺，到我们施工以后还有盈余，这完全是神成就的。
Only because we trusted him and had faith in him.
只是因为我们都相信他，信靠他。
I cannot but thank God for his guidance, his provision, his faithfulness, and his mighty power, and give all glory to him.
我唯一可以说了，我们都是要感谢神的带领供应跟他的信实大能，愿一切的荣耀都归给他。
Many thanks to our brother and sister for their prayer support, financial contribution, and the participation of needed volunteer work week after week during the construction.
我很谢谢弟兄姐妹你们的祷告支持，还有我们在金钱上的奉献，以及在施工期间很多人参与义工的服事。要是没有你们的帮助，我们这样的岛这个堂也建不起来。
Without them, this successful project would not be possible.
这样，没有你们的帮助，我们这个堂是不可能建起来。
Thank you very much. The job well done.
谢谢大家，大家干得非常好。
They give yourself a round of applause.
我们大家鼓励自己鼓掌。
Many thanks to our architect brother.Rob Warden, for he spent countless nights working with the building committee to complete the design of this beautiful building.
我们也谢谢我们的建筑师Rob Warden 弟兄，他有好多个晚上跟我们建堂委员会的委员一起工作，来一起设计这个那么美丽的新堂。
I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize our architect Rob. Would you stand, please?
我也谢谢，这个时间我们也来谢谢我们的 Ralph 弟兄。
Many thanks to our construction manager, Brother Jim Barreto, for through him managing the project, thousands of dollars were saved.
我也很非常感谢我们的这个建筑的经理 Jim Barreto 弟兄，因为他出色的管理了，替我们省下了好几千块钱。
Jim, would you stand, please?
请 Jim 站起来。
Give him a round of applause.
谢谢你。
Thank you very much. Now that the building is complete, my hope and prayer is this.
现在新堂已经盖好了，我的愿望跟祷告就是
May God fully utilize this new building to draw many, many people, many, many non-believers, and many, many seekers to come to the church.
我们愿神使用我们这个新堂，要吸引更多的人啊，弟兄姐妹来这边敬拜，还有更多的慕道朋友来这边认识他。
Through worship, fellowship, Bible study, testimony, and prayer, one day they will come to know Jesus, accept Him as their personal Savior, and worship Him and glorify Him with us all.
借着我们的敬拜、团契、查经、见证、祷告，有一天他们能够认识神，接受神做他们的个人的救主，跟我们一起来敬拜神、荣耀神。
Thank you all.
谢谢大家。
Well, my wife and I came to Colombia in 1982.
1982年，我跟我的太太搬到哥伦比亚来。
And at that time, excuse me, the church was not founded yet, and we founded a Chinese Bible study group meeting.
我当时教会还没有成立，我们当时是参加了这个查经班。
And the group was meeting at First Baptist Church downtown.
我们当时查经班是在市中心的第一浸信会聚会。
And compared to the Bible study group I attended before in North Carolina, it has fewer people compared to the one at Durham, North Carolina.
那相对我们在洛利 Durham 北卡的那个查经班，我们这边的查经班的人数比较少。
But it's already more people compared to the Bible study group in Charlotte, North Carolina.
可是对跟 Charlotte 的那个查经班呢，我们人又比较多。
And also, that was interesting that this in the past when we have Bible study groups, we have sometimes have prayer meetings within the Bible study group, but this group is something different. They have a separate prayer meetings.
除了每一个礼拜我们都有这样的查经聚会以外，这个查经组跟其他的查经班不一样，是他每一周都有另外一个祷告会。
Well, not every week, but periodically.
不是常常有，可是我们会不定期的有查经祷告会。
I was impressed because in that prayer meeting, instead of what I used to, that people come in and start praying, asking for God for something, this group started out with offering prayers and worship, so have a session of praise before we pray.
跟其他的祷告会很不一样，令我很印象深刻的是，我们来到祷告会不只是向神祈求，我们起初的时候我们还有敬拜跟赞美的。
So it has a session of prayer and a session of intercession, another session of praise and then intercession.
首先我们开始先有敬拜赞美，我们再祷告，然后我们又再敬拜赞美，我们再祷告。
And that was not all. I was even more impressed that this group was planning to form a Chinese church at that time.
我印象更深刻的就是我们这个查经班级还当时还愿意在为建堂成立教会来祷告。
Well, when I was in Durham, North Carolina, the group was a good sized Bible study group, but they did not have plans to form a Chinese church.
我刚离开那个洛利的 Durham 那个查经班，他们人数比我们多，可当时他们却没有成立教会的计划。
But Columbia Bible study group, Chinese Bible study group, only had a handful of families. Therefore, I was impressed and surprised that they were trying to form a Chinese church.
当时我们这个哥伦比亚的查经班只有几个家庭。但是却有一个愿意的心要去成立教会，所以我非常的印象深刻。
And before the first service was ever held,
在第一次聚会之前呢
，one of the key member, one of the core members of the Chinese Bible Study Group, Professor Chu, he had an operation for cancer, but he passed away due to complications from the surgery.
查经班一个主要的成员朱教授因为做癌症的一个手术，就因为手术后的并发症去世了。
And Mrs. Chu moved out of state to be with her adult children.
所以朱太朱教授太太就离开了哥伦比亚，去跟外去外州跟她的儿女一起住。
Even though that was the case, the group continued with its planning to form the Chinese church.
是有这样的一个事情发生，可是查经班却是继续的向成立教会来准备。
And finally, the process came to fruition in about October or November in 1982.
所以我们在1982年的11月，我们就成立了哥伦比亚华人基督教会。
And at that time, the Chinese Christian Church of Colombia was formally formed, and it was established, incorporated, and obtained tax exempt purposes, and started meeting on the afternoons at First Baptist Church.
那我们当时就完成了我们的立案的手续，得到一些免税的资格，以后就在我们市中心的第一浸信会开始聚会。
At that time, we were meeting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon every Sunday.
当时我们是每个礼拜天下午3点聚会。
And also at that time, we have Pastor Chung Guang Yao.
我们当时的牧师是邱颂光牧师。
He was a recent graduate of at that time it was CBCS, and which is a foreign of CRU.
他是当时的哥伦比亚圣经学院，就是今天的哥伦比亚国际大学的应届毕业生。
And he was invited to serve as a full-time pastor.
然后他就当时我们就邀请他做我们的全职的传道人。
And from the very first service, it was bilingual. They have side-by-side interpretation on the pulpit.
当时我们的崇拜都是在台上做双语翻译的。
So Pastor Yao would speak in Chinese, and then there would be an interpreter into English side by side.
当时要是用中文讲道，就会同时的用英语来翻译。
And also there was an adult English Sunday school together with adult Chinese Sunday school ongoing from day one.
从第一天开始我们就有成人的跟小孩的主日学。
I was a man of little faith, so I did not know how the church could support a full-time pastor with 4 or 5 families.
当时我的信心还很微小，我觉得只有我们4、5个家庭怎么去支持一个全职的传道人呢？
But God provided and he also prospered the church.
他神供应也让我们的教会增长起来。
And in the following couple of years, the Lord brought a number of Chinese Christian couples to Columbia.
在几年之间，神就带领不少的基督徒的家庭搬到我们的教会这个城市来。
And it included Chuck and Shirley.
包括我们。
Those families God brought to Columbia at the time, they were already equipped believers.
他们已经是基督徒了，来到我们教会就已经是装备好了信徒，可以在教会里面服侍。
And they could serve the Lord right away, and they helped the church grow and in matured.
他们当时可以立刻投入侍奉，不包括我们，神就让他们帮助了教会的成长。
The Lord provided, and the Lord continues to provide.
那么他们一直都去供应教会的需要，帮助我们成长。
In 1988, the Lord allowed a house at 2367 Clement Road to be purchased and converted into a church building.
我们1988年，我们神带领我们就买到在这个2367 Clement Road 的那个房子，把当时的车库改装成为聚会的地方。
Built a house at the carport and it was enclosed to serve as a sanctuary, so we no longer needed to borrow space from First Baptist Church to meet in the afternoon.
因为我们把车库围起来成为一个聚会点，所以我们就不需要再到第一浸信会那边去聚会。
And we could have our worship Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
所以我们当时就可以早上11点聚会。
And the house also came with a swimming pool, and it came in handy for baptisms.
当时那个房子还有一个游泳池，所以是我们可以用来做浸礼。
The Lord continued to bless the church with growth.
神这虽然祝福我们，让我们教会增长。
The enclosed carport was later on expanded to about 3 times the original size.
那个车库也把它后来扩建大了3倍。
So that sanctuary can hold about 120 people.
所以当时的这个堂呢，可以坐120人。
And as time goes on, the attendance continued to increase, and we were running out of Sunday school classrooms.
对，人数不断的增加，我们的地方不够用，尤其我们主日学的房间。
So at one point in time, one of the children's Sunday school classes it was held in a member's home near the church.
我们当时我们的儿童主日学还要跑到我们一个会友在我们教会附近的住家里面那边去上课。
Therefore, in the year 2001,a vacant lot was purchased to provide land for future expansion.
所以在2001年教会就有能力就买了一个地用来做扩建之用。
And this is the lot that this sanctuary is sitting on.
这就是这块地，就是我们现在新堂所在的地方。
And the Lord blessed with the church did not incur any debt in the purchase of this property.
神祝福我们，我们买这块地并没有做任何的贷款。
And 2002, the Lord blessed again. An education building was built and completed to provide room for Sunday schools.
我们2002年神再次祝福我们，要我们的教育楼呢是建成。
But we didn't have a lot of land, so we have to fill up the swimming pool and the education building occupied where the swimming pool used to be.
我们因为地方不够，我们只能把这个游泳池填起来，所以现在的我们看到的教育楼了，就是把部分，我就是盖在那个游泳池的上面。
The education building was also completed without going into debt, and it was even completed under budget.
我们这样的教育楼呢，是没有任何的借贷，就完全靠弟兄姐妹的奉献建成，而且还有盈余。
And Brother Nelson can probably tell you the story behind it, was also a good story.
我想把许久胜弟兄可以跟大家分享更多有关这方面的神的恩典。
We had money left over and was used to upgrade the kitchen and also purchase a baby grand piano. It's still sitting here.
我们当时就有钱，我就把我们的，我们可以装修了我们的厨房，还有钱去买了这一座的。
2009, a new church building expansion master plan was drawn up thanks to architect Brother Ralph Walden.
我们在2009年，我们谢谢我们的建筑师 Ralph， 他帮我们设计了这个新堂的一个整体的规划跟图纸。
And it was presented to the congregation, so everybody got to look at the drawings and look at the plans.
那而且也是向我们的会众把这样的一个图纸跟那个规划，我们的来。
The cost was way beyond our means at that time.
当时这样的成本是远超过我们当时的建堂基金可以负担起的。
Many of us had doubts on whether we are able to complete the project.
我们当时有不少的会众会很怀疑，我们没有这个能力把这个堂建起来。
And the church decided to work on the project in stages so we can get manageable.
我们教会就决定说，我们建堂是分阶段来进行，让我们呢就有足够的能力去应付。So
after much thought and consideration, the first stage was to construct only the sanctuary.
我们第一期的工程呢，只是包括我们这个聚会堂跟一些的课室。We
were still not sure whether we had enough funds to even complete this first phase of the project.
这个第一期的这样的一个工程，我们当时还不能确定我们有没有足够的奉献来支付。
And in the year 2013, the church decided to first construct a cell for the sanctuary.
2013年，我们教会来再次决定把第一期的工程呢，来再次把它分阶段。
And we decided to, because we won't have enough funds to finish the exterior of the building, so we decided to build just a cell and then see what happens.
我们计划在2004年先把我们这个教会的这个教堂的外壳先建起来。
The Lord provided again. The building fund increased substantially.
因为当时资金是能够做这方面的支付这方面的费用，可是神再次祝福给我们很多的奉献。
The project cost was also lowered dramatically through extensive investigation and planning, and then end up the church acting as her own contractor.
我们而且整个建筑的费用也有大幅度的调整，因为我们可以用更好的一些的计划，还有用我们的教会的自己的资源，还有我们自己来当我们这样的承包商。
And we thank some brothers who have extensive negotiations with subcontractors and managing the project, and this further lowered the project cost.
我们可以向我们的分包商来都谈降低工价，也用我们教会自己的弟兄姐妹来奉献很多的服务。
And the church utilized many volunteers who lovingly provided a tremendous amount of excellent work for free.
我们也是谢谢教会很多志愿者，他们用爱心来提供很多很优秀的服务。
And the new sanctuary was successfully completed July of 2014.
所以我们的聚会这个大堂，终于在2014年的7月落成了。
We praise the Lord once again for His wonderful and amazing grace.
我们再次的感谢神，因着他奇妙的恩典跟大能的供应。We
praise the Lord for His miraculous provision over the years.
我们也谢谢神给我们很多次的奇妙的供应，超乎我们所思所想。And
over the many years of the church existence, God has provided for the church way beyond our expectations, time and time again.
我们真的是谢谢神多年来给我们的供应。
the successful and timely completion of this sanctuary is one more demonstration of His faithfulness and His miraculous provision.
我们建堂这样顺利的完成，是我再次见证神彰显他对我们信实跟供应。
The dedication of this building is another of many testimonies to His mighty power to lovingly provide, unite, and edify. To God be the glory.
我们现场里再一次见证神对我们的大能大爱，来供应我们，让我们能够主内合一，让我们的信徒能够茁壮的成长。愿荣耀归于我们的神。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Hi, my name is Dan Lam.
啊，这位是林祖慧弟兄。
And Peter, about a month ago, asked me to share in this service.
大一个月前呢，周宗平弟兄邀请林弟兄来这边来分享。
And I said, Peter, I'm not sure I'm the right person.
我就告诉他说 ，Peter， 我可能不是很合适的人选哦。
And he was a little surprised. He said, Why?
他就很奇怪看着我说，为什么
？Well, I didn't vote for this building.
因为他说我并没有投票赞成要盖这个堂哦。
But you know, God works in miraculous ways. You know, God, the church voted for the building, and I have supported the building project just as you have, many of you have, with your sweat and your muscles.And your time.
可是神真的是非常的奇妙啊！让我们教会投票决定要建这个堂的时候，我就全力支持，好像大家一样，大家都奉献了辛劳、汗水跟时间。那今天我们就坐在这个那么美丽的新堂里面。
And one thing, you know, when God moves, you better get along with God. Move with God. Don't get left behind.
当神在做工的时候，我们在跟神一起同工，不要落后哦。
So as we look at this beautiful building, the space, this nice stage, we need to be reminded what is the primary purpose of this building.
当我们坐在这个新堂，看到这个新堂那么漂亮，那么好的一个讲台，我们就要提醒自己，到底我们建这个堂是为了什么？
The primary purpose of this building is that for non-Christians and Christians alike to come here and find forgiveness and healing from our Lord.
我们这个堂的目的就是要让信徒跟非信徒可以在这里一起敬拜神，来这边来寻求神的医治跟宽恕。
I'm reminded of the story in the Bible of the paralytic and his four friends.
我就想到我们在圣经里面有这样的故事，就是有一个瘫痪的人跟他四个朋友。
I think that story is familiar to a lot of you, but imagine with meJesus in a house teaching, it's very crowded.
那大家可能很熟悉这个故事，我就请大家跟我一起再默想一下，试想想，当这里就坐满了人以后，耶稣在这边讲道。
Four friends, they come, they want to see Jesus. They want to bring their friend who's paralyzed to get healed by Jesus.
然后有四个朋友希望他这个瘫痪的朋友呢能够被耶稣来医治。
But it's too crowded, they can't get in.
因为太多人了，他们走不进来。
So they climb up onto the roof of the house. Now that and those that the roofs they are flat, so they climb up the roof of the house.
他们就爬到这个这个房顶，当时的房顶是平的。
And they start digging. They start making a hole in the roof.
然后就把那个房顶拆坏了。
And you know they make it a little bigger. And probably Jesus still teaching. Maybe dust starts falling.
然后他们就刮了一个洞。耶稣当时还在讲道，说可能刮洞的时候有很多灰尘掉下来。
But Jesus keeps teaching, and the hole gets bigger and bigger.
然后耶稣继续在讲道，那个洞呢是越来越大。
And then finally they lower their friend down, and Jesus.Heals him, forgives him, and heals him.
然后他们结果就动弄得很大，就是可以把他的朋友这样的掉下来。
Now every time I read that,
耶稣就医治了这个人。
Every time I read that story, there's something missing.
我每次看这个故事的时候，我们好像忘记了一个事情。
I mean, there's a hole in the roof. Who, if I was the owner, I would be like, "Hey, stop that! That's my house."
你看看这个房子屋顶有个大洞哦，要是这是我的房子的话，我就会说，哎呀，你不能拆我的房子。
Who's going to pay for my house?
谁来赔偿我这个损失呢？
Now, I don't know who the owner of the house is.
我不知道这个房子的屋主是谁。
But we know that it's in Capernaum.
我知道当时的地方是在加百农。
And that seems to be the place, the home base of Jesus.
当时应该是耶稣常居的地方。
Because if you look at the map of Jesus' travels, you'll see that he and his disciples constantly come back to Capernaum.
因为我们看圣经的话，就发现耶稣跟他门徒常常是回到加百农。
So it seems like that Capernaum is kind of a home base for them.
因为就好像加百农就是他们的一个住处了。
And if you read the text of the Bible, it says, when they came back to Capernaum, they went to the house.
他们常常看到圣经里面提到说，他们回到加百农就回到那个房子。
Whose house is that?
那是谁的房子呢？
It's called the house.
只是说那个房子。
Because, you know, if you read the Gospels,If it's somebody's house, they say whose house is, like the house of Zacchaeus or the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader.
其实在圣经当耶稣说去到一个房子都会提到那个房主是谁。
But this one is called the house.
所以这个房子就说那个房子。
And then we know in Mark 2:1 it says that when the crowds heard that Jesus came home, that was Capernaum.So I'm suggesting to you that maybe, maybe this house belonged to Jesus somehow.
那在马可福音二章一节就讲到说，耶稣回到家乡加百农的那座房子，我们不知道不是谁的房子，可能那是耶稣的房子。
Or maybe he was renting it. I don't know.
或者是他租回来的，或者是他的家。
But I'm not here to debate who owned the house. What I want to say, the main point is,
其实我说的重点不在于说是谁拥有这个房子，重点是说
The important thing is that Jesus was more interested in the person coming to Christ to receive forgiveness and healing than he was concerned about the hole in the roof.
我只能说耶稣他更看重的是一个人来到他面前得到医治跟宽恕，多于他这个房子有没有被破坏。
And I can say I'm quite sure thatThe next day, when Jesus had to do the repairs on the house, he was happy to do it.
虽然我可以相信，虽然第二天那个房顶上的洞还没有补起来，可是耶稣还是满心欢喜的。
Because there was a new person in his kingdom that believed in him and received forgiveness.
因为在他的国度里有一个新人被饶恕、被医治了。
So as we admire our building here,
我们现在很非常欣赏这个新堂。
Let's remember.
让我们记得
that the primary purpose is for people to come here to receive forgiveness and healing.
我们要记得，我们要说，我们这个堂的目的是要人吸引人到这个堂来，去认识神，接受医治跟宽恕。
We want this place to stay nice and clean.
我们希望这个地方能够变成非常的整洁。
But there will be damages.
可是往后我们一定会有一些地方损坏了。
We may have a broken window.
可能窗户给窗玻璃打破了。
We have a hole in the wall.
可能墙穿了个洞。
We have a scratch on the floor.
可能地板给弄花了。
But the most important thing.
可是最重要的是。
Is that people come here and receive healing and forgiveness from our
Lord. 就是人来到这个堂里接受神的医治跟欢
恕。Just like Jesus was more concerned about the paralytic than the hole.That was in the roof.
就好像耶稣更看重那个瘫痪的人多于他的房顶。
So as we look forward to this building and the future phases, let us ask God how we can fully use our facilities here and across the street for His kingdom.
我们在今天看到这个新堂，还有将来我们要扩建的，我们就要问我们自己：我们建这个堂的目的是什么？就是要为神的国度彰显神的国度。
And despite the spills, the messes.And the fixes, we want to see people come here to receive forgiveness and healing.
我们可能会有一些损坏，或者是弄脏、弄花的地方，可是我们更要看重的是人来到这个堂来被神医治跟宽恕。谢谢大家。
来寻找我，救主为我立坚强，为我受痛苦鞭伤，为我死在十字架上，向我表明生不变。你那无缘无故的爱，主我心靠接受，让我无怨无悔一生跟随你，聆听你爱的声音。你那无缘无故的爱充满我的心灵，无缘无故关怀温暖我的胸怀，我曾渴望得到人的爱，是一场虚空，无穷无尽不改变的爱，不舍不弃来寻找我，救主为我立坚强，为我受痛苦鞭伤，为我死在十字架上，向我表明生我的爱，你那无缘无故的爱，祝我心靠接受。
I would like to introduce our next two brothers who will give a testimony. They've just been introduced by Nelson. One is the architect, Brother Ralph Walden. Ralph is well qualified to have been our architect. He was a pastor for many years. And he has worked in being an architect and building churches for many years as well. He has recently moved to St. Louis, where he's working and the as an insurance, a public insurance adjuster. But he's come back now to share with us and to celebrate with us.
但他现在要回来跟我们一起敬拜。And
our next brother is Brother Jim Barrider.
另外一个是Jim弟兄。
He is our construction manager.
他是我们这边的建筑经理。And
he specializes in helping churches manage their projects.
这是他的专长。In
order to save money and to be able to have buildings in praise to the Lord.
很会省钱，而且做得特别好。
And Jim is a good brother who is really likes to emphasize in his ministry discipleship.
是主里面的好弟兄，而且也很擅长培训门徒。
And we've had many good discussions about how to help brothers and sisters in the church grow in the Lord.
我们跟他交谈过程当中也常常有很好的经验分享，彼此建造自己的弟兄姐妹。
所以现在请我们的两位弟兄上来见证。
Well, greetings.
我向大家问好.
Good morning.
早上好.
I want to give a special greeting to my dear friend Nelson Hsu.
我特别想把我特别的问候带给 Nelson.
And my dear friend Pastor Wong.
还有我的朋友王牧师。王牧师。
And to my friend Dan Lam, wherever he's seated now.
还有我的朋友 Dan.
It was Dan who actually put my name forward.
事实上呢，是 Dan 把我介绍给 这个教会
to the building committee.
把我介绍给建堂委员会.
I didn't know how long ago.
我已记不得是什么时候以前了.
Till Brother Richard said 2009.
So Richard 刚刚说是 2009年.
My, how time flies.
Yeah, 时装真是过得很快.
I bring you greetings from Midwest.
那我把我的问候从中西部带来.
But I'm currently.
但是我现在.
In Blythewood, South Carolina.
In Blythewood.
Blythewood, South Carolina.
但是现在呢，我是在 兰卡的 Blythewood.
I'm actually doing work in the Northeast Columbia area for a while.
那现在呢，我是在 哥伦比亚的 东北部 做一件事情.
I was convinced as a 10-year-old young boy
在我还在十岁的时候，我已经被说服。
That I was to be an architect.
那以后呢？长大我要做一个建筑师。
My entire life was focused through school on being an architect.
那我在整个的学生时代呢，我都一直想做一个建筑师。
I never graduated from college.
我大学从来都没有毕业。
I apprenticed. I worked my way through the levels to become an architect.
那我一直呢就长大以后我就做学徒，然后我自己的慢慢就学做建筑师。
I've been an architect for a long time.
我做建筑师已经做了很多年了。
I've been married for 45 years this November.
我结婚了45年。
And I became an architect 2 years after I became married.
那我结婚两年以后呢，我就做了建筑师。
The Lord told me,
那神告诉我,
after I became saved,
在我得救以后,
that he wanted me to design places for his people to worship.
那神就告诉我说, 以后呢, 我要为着他的子民去设计, 敬拜的地方。
That was over 30 years ago.
那是30年以前。
The Lord has blessed me,
那神呢, 就很祝福我,
to have been honored,
那呢, 我也很非常的荣幸,
to design over 450 churches.
我非常的荣幸，我设计了450多所教会。
And I always make friends with the congregation and the building committee.
那我总是呢跟建堂委员会的弟兄姊妹呢成为了很好的朋友。
And it's the same here. I feel like part of your family.
那同样呢也是在这里一样，我觉得我就是你们这个教会的成员之一。
Brother Nelson was correct.
那Nelson 弟兄呢是对的。
We spent a lot of time at night.
那我们的确在一起花了很多漫长的夜晚在一起。
Going over the plans and making changes.
那我们不停的来审核我们的计划，然后不停的在做改变。
I got a phone call one day from Brother Nelson.
就有一天呢 ，Nelson 弟兄呢就给了我一个电话。
The project had been on hold.
他说现在这个建堂的这个事情呢要暂时停下来。
It was too expensive.
因为太贵了。
By the way,
那我再顺便说一句。
I spend people's money.
那我帮别人花
钱。I'm an architect.
因为我是一个建筑师。
Brother Jim helped save money.
那我们的建筑经理就帮大家节约钱。
Jim and I have known each other for well over 20 years.
那我们两个人呢已经认识了20几年。
But I got a call from Brother Nelson.
但是我从Nelson 弟兄那边接到一通电话。
And I have a file called Chinese Christian Church, CCC.
那在我的办公室里面呢，我有一个档案是哥伦比亚华人教会。
And all of my files in my computer say CCC.
那我所有的那个在电脑里面的电子文件呢，都是CCCC.
But I received a call from Brother Nelson.
但是当我接到这个电话以后
，He says, Brother Ralph.
他说Ralph 弟兄
，I have a new idea.
我有现在有一个新的想法。
And the new idea.
那这个新的想法是。
Was let's build just the sanctuary.
那我们就只建那个敬拜的敬拜堂。
And let's just build the shell.
那我们就把一个外壳给建起来。
So I now have a file in my computer.
那现在呢，我的那个电脑里面呢，已经有一个电子档案。
For the last 2 years.
已经做了2年了。
Called new idea.
叫做。新的方法。
And it has been a wonderful experience working with the building committee.
那我跟建堂委员会在一起共事呢，我一直都很愉快。
It's been such a testimony to me as an individual.
那对我个人来说呢，真的就是一个见证。
And as an architect.
那作为一个建筑师也是一个见证。
And as a believer.
那作为一个信靠主的人也是一个见证。
To hear how faithful God has been.
当我们看到神是如何的信实的时候。
To this congregation.
神是在这个在这个会众的里面，他是何等的信实。
I get a chance to share testimonies in various states.
那我有机会呢，到处的在不同的地方做见证。
So I have made testimony about this church.
所以今天我为这个教会来做一个见证。
About the multicultural nature.
这个多元文化的一个教会的一个见证。
The multi-language.
还有。多种语言的教会的见证
the faith of this congregation
还有这个会众里面的信心
to believe God for great things
来相信主会成就大事
and I've shared that with other congregations
那我也跟其他的教会呢也一起来分享见证
I was delighted to hear Pastor Wong had written a book.
那我很高兴的听见说是黄牧师已经写了书。
I remember maybe 6 months to a year ago.
那我记得在六个月还是一年前。
I had heard about the book.
那我听说黄牧师写了这本书。
And so I approached him before one of our building committee meetings.
所以呢，在一次我们建堂委员会开会以前呢，我就去问黄牧师。
Pastor Wong.
黄牧师。
I understand you've written a book.
我听说你已经写了一本书。
Of witnessing to Muslims.
那想要做穆斯向穆斯林做见证。
He very humbly said, "Yes, that's correct."
那黄牧师非常谦卑地说，是的。
I've got to have the book.
然后我说，那我必须要有一本这
，有
一本书。
He raised his eyebrows.
然后他把他的眼睛瞪得很大。
I didn't know you spoke Chinese.
他说的，我不知道你会讲中文，你会说中文的。
But what a delightful pastor he's been in this church for years.
那黄牧师在这边做了那么多年的牧师，我们真是为他感到高兴。
Pastor Tom has been a blessing to me as well.
黄牧师也对我一直是一个很大的祝福。
And I want to thank you.
我想谢谢大家。
As a congregation.
And 作为一个会众。
For accepting the challenge.
来接受这样的挑战。
To rise up and build.
And 要起来，然后建神的殿。
It's a joy to see this congregation.
对我来说看到这个会众今天是一个很大的喜乐
in this new facility
在这个新的礼拜堂里面看到会众
don't forget
请大家不要忘记
there's an addition out there for education
然后还有空余的地方还可以做教学楼
there's a phase here for education and administration
然后那边呢还有可以做教会的管理还有教育的地方。
Don't get so comfortable.
不要太舒服了太安逸了。
That you miss these next phases.
然后你们外面还有很多的空地。
God bless you and thank you again.
神祝福你们谢谢。
As a progressing senior citizen,
now,
after you sit an hour when you stand up,
当一个人年纪大的时候，你坐久了，然后再站起来，
you got to work out the kinks.
那有时候就会出拐杖。
Yes. Nelson had asked me to provide you with a little testimony.
And Nelson 呢邀请我在这里给大家做一个见证。
And so I'm going to start out in that regard. And I noticed also you've got a lot of young people here today. So I'm going to change the testimony just a little to try to capture your attention as well.
那我知道今天已经有很多人做见证了，所以呢，我就准备把我写的这个见证呢改一点点，那你们的注意力呢就可以集中一下。
First of all,
那首先呢
a little of my background. I've been married 55 years.
那我想介绍一下一点点我的关于我的背景。
I have three adult children.
那我有三个成年的孩子。
With the youngest one, 50 years old.
最小的已经50岁了。
six grandchildren.
有六个孙子。
And one great grandchild.
还有一个重孙子。
That makes me older than you thought.
那你就觉得我就看起来就比你想象的还要年龄大一点。
Yeah.But when I think back on my childhood, it wasn't pleasant.
当我回顾我的童年的时候，我就要。
You also find out I'm a crier, so I'll try to limit that. But if I do, I'm forewarning you.
那我也就想尽量的简短，我就想提前的告诉你。
But my parents were heavy smokers.
那我的父母呢？他们都是吸烟的。
Also, they were heavy drinkers.So my mother passed away at age 54.
所以我的母亲呢，在54岁的时候就去世了。
With a tumor from lung and liver.
然后我的母亲呢，她是肺脏长了肿瘤，然后后来到了肝部。
And my father passed away at 69.
那我的父亲是在69岁的时候去世。
Cancer of the liver.
那也是癌症去世的。
I also had the experience of observing domestic violence.
那我也经历到家庭暴力。
And when my parents began drinking,
当我的父母开始又酗酒的时候，
many times it would result in domestic violence.
那很多时候呢，家庭暴力就会发生。
My father was Catholic and my mother was Lutheran.
那我的父亲呢是天主徒，我的母亲呢是路德教派的。
Yeah. So their position was, we'll just not go to church.
那他们呢是不去教会的。
So there was no upbringing for my sister and I.
所以在我童年的时候呢，我的姐姐和我自己呢都是没有得到很多的教导。
To experience anything about the saving knowledge of Christ.
那我们从来就没有听说过主耶稣的救恩。
And I can remember lying in bed.
那我记得有一天我躺在床上的时候。
Thinking that I'd like to be a priest.
那我想到有一天我想做一个神父。
And I look back at that now and really feel that Christ was working in my life even at that young age.
那现在我回想过来，就是在我很年幼的时候，那基督已经在我的生命当中开始做工了。
Mm-hmm. And then the good news happened.
那最后好消息就来了。
Well, before the good news, I need to share that as becoming a teenager.
在我跟你分享这个好消息以前呢，就是在我十几岁以前，在青少年以前。
The friends that I selected, and we did live in a poor community.
那我住在一个很穷的一个社区里面，那我跟一个人呢就在一起住。
Yeah. Two of my friends wound up quitting school, wound up in the jail.
那我的那些朋友呢，他们都是很早就辍学，然后最后呢就到监狱里面去了。
My third friend was married and the wife was working in a restaurant. She was seeing other men, and he wound up going in and shooting up the restaurant.
那我后来呢，我第三个朋友呢，那他的他结婚了，然后他太太在一个餐馆里面工作，然后又有了外遇，所以我这个朋友呢就到餐馆里面去开枪。
So you can see the direction my life was going.
所以你可以想象，那我生命前面的方向是会走向什么地方。Yeah.
But I went to work for a supermarket.
但是后来我到了一个超市里面去工作。
And in those days, the pharmacy was right in the supermarket.
那这个年在那个年称呢，那个药房呢是在超市的旁边。
And this nice-looking blonde started working there.
那有一个很漂亮的一个金发女郎就在里面工作。
And I thought to myself, she's going to need a ride home.
所以呢，我就对我说，她肯定需要我带她回家。
Yeah.The area where the supermarket was had a bar on each corner.
那在那个超市的旁边呢，那都有酒吧。
The bus station was at that corner.
然后那个车站呢也有汽车站呢也就在那个角落上。
It was not unusual for us to see someone thrown through the plate glass window of one of those bars, and consequently, not a good place for.A single girl to want to catch a bus.
So, 那个很就很容易哈，就看见呢，就从窗户的外面呢，就可以看见那个巴士站呢，就有人在那边等车。所以对我也是一个单身的人来说，就有很大的诱惑，就想也去搭巴士。
On the way home, but I got my surprise.
那在我回家的路上呢，所以我就有得到了一个很意外的发现。
She was a strong believer in Christ.
那她是一个基督徒。
And she made me aware.
那她让我知道。
And got me thinking that I needed what she had.
然后她也开始让我思想，就是我需要她有的东西。
When she told me I needed to be saved.
当她告诉我我需要得救的时候。
I thought in my own mind, from what? I'm not drowning.I'm not near the water.
所以呢，我当时我就从我自己的角度在想，我为什么要呢？我又没有溺水要死掉了。
So that kind of shows you where I was with any biblical knowledge.
然后呢，他就告诉了我圣经的知识。
Her mother had a stipulation. If we were going to date, I had to go to church.
然后他妈妈呢有一个很严格的规矩，如果我们要约会的话呢，我必须要去教会。
My father warned me, if you start going to that church, you need to watch them because they want your money and they're going to roll around in the aisles.
然后我的父亲呢就告诉我说是，如果你要去那个教会的话呢，他们就是要给你洗脑，你就特别的要小心。
But I did start attending.
那我还是去了。
And then began being exposed to the gospel.
然后我就听到了福音。
And then my girlfriend Sharon.
那我的女朋友。
Got her mother involved.
然后她的妈妈呢也开始介入。
And through a course of Bible studies for the next 12 months.
然后在接下来的12个月里面呢，我就参加了查经。
I realized and understood that I needed Christ as my Savior.
那我意识到了，我需要耶稣作为我的救主。
And obviously that girlfriend turned out to be my wife.
那很明显，到后来呢，我的女朋友就成了我太太。
And it was through her witness.
但是通过她的见证。
That the Lord used to capture my soul.
那神呢就用他呢来得到了我的灵魂。
Now the neat part of all that is 57 years later I'm standing in front of you and the Lord had used me to help you.
那更奇妙的是57年后的今天，我今天站在这里要我来帮助你。
So I'd like to take the opportunity to thank your building committee.
那现在我想借这个机会来谢谢建堂委员会。
For all their hard work.
谢谢他们的努力辛劳的工作。
And if you go back to all the long nights that I just heard Ralph say that you guys work through.
那你要是我们回到那很多很久以前的那些夜晚，我们一起度过的日子。
Then the design of the construction documents.
还有建堂的设计。
And then the final stage, of course, was the construction of the building.
然后这个建筑这个教会的最后的阶段。
And a project of this magnitude always has some challenges.
那我们每次建堂的时候，我们都会遇到很多的挑战。
And of course, you have to work through those and make decisions.
那当然，当我们遇到挑战的时候，我们就要一步一步的克服，然后我们要做出决定。
Yeah. And your project was no different than others. That's just the way the building process takes place.
你们的这个建堂的过程呢，跟其他的任何建筑的都是没有什么大的区别的，
yeah.
只是有一个过程，我们要一步一步的走。
But your building chairman Nelson.
但是你们建堂委员会的主席 Nelson.
Did an outstanding job.
And 他的工作很出色。
Of working through those challenges with me.
他一步一步的来接受那些挑战，跟我一起。
And between the two of us, we're able to. Meet each challenge and work it through and come up with a decision that was the right decision.
我们两个人一起同工，然后我们一步一步的迎接挑战，然后我们一步一步的克服困难。
Alan also spent many days with us.
And Alan 呢也跟我们在一起，花了很多的时间同工。
And made a great contribution to helping us solve some of those problems.
然后帮我们也出了解决那些问题、yeah. 出了很多的主意。
And I can't say enough for Kevin.
那还有 Kevin, 我的言语已经不够用来表达对他的感谢。
One thing I learned about Kevin.
那我从Kevin 身上学到了一件事情。
He works as fast as two men.
他呢他的工作效率跟比两个人还快。
And for him to achieve putting the electrical in the HVAC in a timely manner, He gets a lot of congrats from me.
然后他一个人把这个教堂的所有的电还有空调都装起来了。
And what a blessing today to dedicate your new worship center. That's free.
那今天真的是一个很大的祝福，因为我们在建堂的时候，我们没有付下任何的债务。
And the Lord has honored your commitment to step out in faith, and that He would provide the funds you needed to finish phase one.
那神纪念那些在他的里面有信心的人，他会供应我们的一切。
And your new facility will be a place where families can come and be taught.
那新的这个教堂呢，就会为很多的新来的家庭预备地方。
The word of God for many years to come.
然后在这里传扬主的话语。
Thank you that I could be a part of it.
谢谢你让我成为这个殿堂过程当中的一部分。谢谢。
我站在这里的时候，心中有一个很大的困难。
It is difficult for me to stand up here.
因为邀请大家的时候说午餐是12点。
Because when I invited you, I said that the lunch is at 12 noon.
现在已经12点10分。
Well, this is 10 after 12.
虽然我得到上面的答应说可以到12点半吃饭。
Even though I was told that maybe we can have lunch at 12:30.
但是呢，我这个信息呢，如果讲不清楚的话
，If the message was not clearly is not clearly delivered，
我本来是很难过
，I would have been very upset。
听完 Ralph 讲，听完 Uncle Jim 讲之后，我就更难过。
After hearing Ralph and after hearing Jim, I'm even more sad。
因为讲不清楚，他们就失业了。
Because if I don't say it clearly, then they may be without a job。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为做牧师的我们做一件事情就看有没有圣经的根据。
Because as pastors, when we do something, we see whether it has a biblical basis.
但是我想到圣堂、圣殿建圣堂是谁讲的呢
？But about building sanctuary or building the house of God.
我就开始读圣经。
Then I looked into the Bible.
再读圣经。
And I read the Bible some more.
我就很失望。
I was disappointed.
神不大喜欢圣殿。
God doesn't talk about.The temple too much.
这个历代志上第17章第一节开始讲到有一个人想建圣殿。
First Chronicles 17 verse 1 talk about what person wanted to build a house for the Lord.
当他讲的时候，耶和华上帝跟他讲，我不住在人建的地方。
And but the Lord said to him, I do not live in houses built by the hands of man.
你人建的地方怎么能够容下这么伟大的神呢？
How can a house built by men contain such a great magnificent God?
那这个人讲的时候要建圣殿的原因是什么呢
？And what is the reason that this person wanted to build the house of the Lord?
因为他自己晚上不能睡。
Because he could not sleep at night.
他就想一个办法建个圣殿，晚上能够睡。
He wanted to build a temple so that he could sleep at night.
为什么他不能睡呢
？Why could he not sleep?
他说我的房子那么大，我住了那么好的地方呢、啊，耶和华神住在帐篷里面。
He said, I live in such a nice house, such a big house, but the Lord God, Jehovah, He lives in the tent, the tabernacle.
所谓住在帐篷里面就是那个约柜在帐篷里面。
And because the Ark of the Covenant was in the tabernacle.
他心中没有平安。
He did not have peace.
所以他跟他的这个他的左右手那个先知就是就是拿单讲了这件事情。
So he talked about this with one of his assistants, Prophet Nathan.
也那个耶和华上帝就跟拿单说不要建圣殿。
And then the Lord told Nathan to tell him, do not build.
因为你们建的东西不是我要住的地方
because,
我不住这些地方。
Because what you build, I do not live in that, I do not stay in places like that.
那为什么后来以色列耶路撒冷建那个圣殿呢
?Why was it later on that the Israelites built a holy temple?
神说不要建为什么要建呢
?Because they don't build, why do we build?
我后来就开始看圣经。
Then I look into the Bible more deeply.
我就后来再思想一下神怎么样使用不同的所谓的圣殿或者教堂
，and I consider that how God used a house of God or temples or sanctuary.
那这个事情没有讲清楚，就没有人找 Ralph 去画图建礼拜堂了。
If I do not explain this clearly, then nobody would ask Ralph for a design.
Uncle Jim 他不接，因为他退休了。
It's okay for Uncle Jim because he's retired.
那我就想到1986年
，1986。
我在马来西亚刚刚神学院毕业，就是80年9月份开始做传道人。
I started become a pastor 1980 in Malaysia. I started being a pastor.
到85年的时候，我们建立了5个教会。
In 85, we planted 5 churches.
3个华人教会，2个客家人的教会。
3 Chinese churches and 2 churches for the Hakka people.
1986年的6月第三个礼拜。
1986, the third Sunday.
那个 那个礼拜星期三的时候我们有个祷告会。
That was the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
那我们就围着一个民族叫做一般人来祷告。
We pray for a group of the Ebans.
因为这个一般人的人数很多，但很少很少信耶稣的。
There was a lot of high population of Ebans, but very few of them were believers.
但是他们住在深山野林里面。
They were in the wilderness.
所以呢，政府为了鼓励他们的儿女要去学校读书，就是把他们半强逼的搬到市区来。
The government forced resettle them, try to force them to the cities.
那这一批人呢，就是上千的家庭就住在我们的不远的地方。
There were thousands of these families. They live near to where I was before.
政府就给一块空地给他们临时就住在那一边。
The government gave them a piece of land that they were temporarily settled there.
所以我们教会就为他们祷告。
So our church prayed for them.
星期三祷告。
Wednesday night room prayer meeting.
礼拜天。
And Sunday.
这个民族的头负责人两个人。
The head of Ebony, the two people came.
就来到我们教会问我们说可以帮他们建个礼拜堂吗
They asked whether we can help them build a church or not.
你知道我们差不多每一年开一个教会
Well, we had church plan each year.
我们根本没有经费的
We did not have funding.
但是他们就说我们现在又聚会又敬拜神我们有几个基督徒
But they said that we want to have meetings, we want to worship God, we have a few Christians among us.
他们甚至说我们可以捐一块地出来
They can donate a piece of land.
但是这个地是谁的地呢
？But whose land was it？
是政府的地。
It's a government. It belongs to government.
那政府已经把这个地划成这个一个高速公路的一个十字路口的地方。
But it was at the crossway between the highways. The government has already set aside the use of the land for highways.
根本不可能的。
So it was impossible.
但是他们既然这样讲的时候呢，我们就说好，我们一起祷告。
But if they say that, if they say, oh, let us pray.
那时候我差不多三十岁。
I was about 30 years old.
那时候我们的教会领袖都很年轻
And then the church leaders were very young at that time
我们立刻召集开会
We called a meeting
很短时间大家说建
In a short time people said go ahead and build
那没有基金
There was no funding
没有预算
No budget
没有投票
No voting
什么都没有
We didn't have anything
我大哥说我是建筑师所以我去帮他建
My older brother said I am an architect so I would help
那么我们教会里面有一个是卖板呢，所以说有木板，他说我出板。
There was someone who's in the wood supply company, so he was I'll supply some of the materials, the wood.
六月没有结束就开始动工了。
And we started construction before the end of June.
十多天时间，我们从他们说要建堂，然后开始建，就差不多十天时间。
It was about 10 days from the time they asked us to help them to build, and we started construction.
我们一动工的时候呢，差不多几天。
As soon as we started, a few days later,
邻居有一个马来人，就是回教徒的家庭。
The neighbors was a Malay, was a Muslim family.
他知道我们要建个礼拜堂。
He knew that we were going to build a church building.
他说 ，No way, 不可能在这个地方建礼拜堂。
No way, you cannot build it over here.
所以他要求政府停我们的工。
So he petitioned to the government to stop our construction.
所以我们就停工了。
So the construction stopped.
哎，这个一般人，这个少数这个民族哈，他们呢就知道停工之后呢，他们就一批人每天早上去上班。
And these Iban people, then after the construction stopped, they went to work.
他们上班怎么上呢
？How did they go to work?
深山野林出来的人也不穿鞋的。
They came from the wilderness in the jungles, so they go to work. They were barefoot.
每一天早上八点钟就到政府部门的门口坐。
And they sit in front of the government buildings 8 o'clock in every morning.
那么成批人就坐在走廊上面。
All these people were in the corridor.
坐了一个礼拜。
A whole week.
政府就决定。
The government decided.
可以建。
Okay, you can build.
但是他说你要建得很破破烂烂的。
But you cannot build a very ornate building.
就给人家感觉你是临时的。
You need to build that so they look like a temporary structure.
那我们非常开心。
So we were so happy.
因为我们没有钱。
We did not have money.
所以我们就用那个树叶什么就是 practically 就是围着那个礼拜堂。
So we use some tree leaves and something to go around the church.
所以又停工停了一个礼拜。
So we stopped construction for 1 week.
那七月底的时候我们遇到困难了。
End of July, encountered another problem.
那一些一般人那个少数民族啊，到处去邀请人说下个礼拜天我们开牧礼。
The Ebans were the Monday people's day.They send out invitations. The next Sunday we have our first service.
那个第一个礼拜天就是 dedication 感恩献堂礼，八月五号还记得。
And then it was August 5th. It was supposed to be the dedication service for that church.
我们说你们有没有问说礼拜堂会不会建得好
？Well, you didn't ask us whether it's going to be completed by that day or not.
我记得那一天晚上礼拜天晚上献堂礼的时候。
And that Sunday evening, in church dedication service,
七十几个人来。
More than 70 people came.
我很多这些一般人来。
A lot of the Ebans came.
我就想一想，神为什么要在这样的情形里面弄了一个礼拜堂呢？
You say, why did God want to build a church in this condition?
后来我就看到神自己的计划。
And I see the plan of God later on.
因为这一批人是很多很多的民族当中，马来西亚政府回教的政府想拉拢他们成为回教徒的一批人。
Because in this group, the government wanted to get them to be Muslims among the minorities.
但是呢，他们要求建个礼拜堂，所以我们就在他们当中建了一个礼拜堂。
But they asked to build a church, so we built a Christian church among them.
所以呢，他们就已经有一个基督的见证在他们当中。
They have the testimony for Christ among them.
所以当他们被说你要不要做回教徒的时候，他们说我们有自己的教会。
When people ask them, do you want to become Muslim? They said, we have our own Christian church already.
然后我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
哎呀，我心里面想到神的计划真的美，透过建一个礼拜堂。
I think God's plan is so wonderful through the building of a church.
我现在回去看的时候，他们礼拜堂不在那边了。
I returned and when the church was no longer there.
因为呢，那个是临时的。
Because it was a temporary structure.
后来政府就给他们一块地，就说你们建个正式礼拜堂。
And then later on, the government gave them a piece of land, said you can build a permanent structure there.
那这是很美的一件事情。
It was such a beautiful thing.
虽然神没有住在这个礼拜堂里面。
Even though God did not reside physically in that building.
但是那个礼拜堂本身可以成就一个很奇妙的工作。
The church building could accomplish a wonderful task.
使很多人在那个地方认识神。
Many people could come and know the Lord.
那2002年的时候。
2002.
那是我第一次做 architect 画一个礼拜堂的图。
That was the first time I do some architectural planning and draw some plans.
那我相信那个图大概小学五年级的学生也可以画的。
I think that plan was can be accomplished by a fifth grader.
因为就是长方形的。
It was just a rectangle.
那么头尾是相等就可以了。
As long as the size of the rectangles are equal each other, that's be fine.
前面一个门，旁边一个门。
You have a front door and a side door.
那么旁边就是两个窗口，那边两个窗口。
And two windows on each side of the door.
那是什么礼拜堂呢？
What kind of a church was that?
我们在非洲黑人当中工作了十多年。
We were in Africa, we worked amongst the native, the black people for more than 10 years.
那教会人数增加了。
The church grew.
我们没有地方聚会了。
We did not have a place to meet.
我们又开始要建个礼拜堂。
So we wanted to build a building.
那么我们就开始一起建。
So together we built.
那这个建礼拜堂这个观念本身不是很使人兴奋的事情。
This concept was not something that's very enticing.
因为全部的人都是回教徒。
Because all around us were Muslims.
我们只有一小批的这个基督徒要建个礼拜堂。
We have a small group of Christians. Christians are minorities and yet want to build a church.
你知道这个我们建上去都不知道几时给人家拆下来。
We do not know when it will be taken down by others.
所以我们建的时候心里面也不是很确定这个应该做什么。
So as we were planning on building, we did not know what to do exactly.
那2003年4月26号我们献堂礼。
April 26, 2003, we had a dedication service for that building.
我们坐在里面的基督徒120人。
120 Christians in that building.
来参加那个感恩就献堂礼的回教徒80位坐在帐篷下面在后面。
And
在外面。
The 80 people who were Muslims, they were on the outside, they were under the tent, they were also attending the dedication service.
在一个纯的回教区里面。
It was a purely Muslim.
一个礼拜堂建起来。
A church building, Christian church was built.
所有人经过的时候就说哇这个是基督徒的地方。
People pass by and say this is a place for the Christians.
这个是信耶稣人的地方。
This is the place for the Jesus believers.
那么你说这个礼拜堂有什么特别呢？
What is so special about it?
这是很难想象的一件事情。
It's hard to imagine.
因为这个我们这个礼拜堂的传道人，这个礼拜堂我们的重点就希望能够向这个孟加人传福音。
The church was to evangelize the Mangka people and the pastor over the, was at the church.
那孟加人是谁呢？
Who are the Mangka people?
你们都知道了。
You all know.
那就是你没有想到而已。
But you have not given it much thought.
你不是很久以前有没有听过有一批人去学校里面抓了200个女学生呢？
Not long ago you remember that was the news that was someone who went there and took away more than 200 students.
这就是我们工作的对象了。
That was the target of our ministry.
我们到非洲去1991年到那边的时候，他就跟我们讲在我们当中绝对不可能有教会的。
1991 we were in Africa and they said that absolutely you cannot have a church over there.
那这是第一个教会在他们当中。
That was the very first church among them.
就在一个黑暗的这个回教没有出路，他们不知道真理在那里当中，就是有一盏明灯在那边。
It was the only beacon of the light in the darkness of where Muslims prevailed in that region.
我就想到说，虽然圣经里面没有说一定要我们建礼拜堂，
even though in the Bible we were told we do not have to build the building，
但是呢，神自己很重要圣殿，很重要礼拜堂。
But God also pay attention to churches, to buildings.
在这个地方，我短短的提两件事情。
I want to mention something.
第一件事情是什么？
What is the first thing?
大卫想建圣殿。
David wanted to build a building.
耶和华不是什么表示需要。
The Lord said that I don't have great need for it.
那么大卫就想尽办法找一个理由建圣殿。
David wanted to find an excuse to build the temple for the Lord.
那么我就看到历代志上第21章31节这节经文非常有兴趣。
And First Chronicles chapter 21 verse 31.
你看到圣殿是怎么出现的？
How did the temple come about?
他说这些经文说这是耶和华神的殿为以色列人献燔祭的堂。
And this is the house of the Lord for the Israelites to offer sacrifices.
那么意思就是说呢，上帝一直都没有答应说你要建一个圣殿。
And God did not promise them to build a temple.
历代志上第21章，上帝又说你建一个这个献燔祭的堂。
In First Chronicles chapter 21, it says that you build an altar.
No.所以大卫呢就开始去买地，然后建了一个堂来献祭的。
So David acquired the land and built the building.
然后他就宣布了。
And he proclaimed.
他说这个以色列人献燔祭的堂。
This is where the Israelites going to offer up sacrifice on this altar.
就是耶和华神的殿。
This is the house of the Lord.
我希望我们开始明白一件事情。
I hope that we can start to understand.
我们建礼拜堂。
We build the building.
按照大卫这种的心智。
We dedicate the building according to the
heart of faith.
All those who come,
我们都要把自己献上当作活祭。
We want to offer up ourselves as sacrifice, as living sacrifice.
因为这个原本是一个献燔祭的堂。
Because this was an altar for offering sacrifices to.
如果来到教会的人不再单顾自己。
If those people who come here do not just consider themselves,
不再活着为自己。
If they don't live just for themselves,
活着乃是为耶稣基督。
But they live for Jesus the Christ.
把自己完全献上，当作燔祭。
Offer oneself totally for the Lord as living sacrifice.
完全不保留什么给自己。
We do not reserve anything just for ourselves.
为着神的缘故彼此相爱。
For the sake of God, love one another.
为着神的缘故同心。
For the sake of God, we have unity.
为着神的缘故去爱那一些他们还没有认识耶稣基督的人。
For the sake of God, we love those who have not known the Lord Jesus Christ.
为着耶稣基督的缘故，我们把福音传出去。
For the sake of the Lord, then we proclaim the gospel.
把自己献上当作燔祭。
Offer ourselves as a sacrifice.
所以这个就好像保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节讲的。
This is just like Paul in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
他说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, as in view of God's mercy, to offer up your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual and reasonable act of worship.
献上当作活祭。
Offer yourself as living sacrifice.
每一次进到这个礼拜堂的时候，提醒自己，我要献上当作活祭。
Each time you come into this building, remind yourself, I want to offer up myself as living sacrifice.
再用一分钟半讲一讲下面最后一点。
And I'm talk about the next point in another one or two minutes.
马太福音21章13节怎么讲呢？
Matthew chapter 21 verse 13, what did it say?
耶稣说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
你每一次进礼拜堂的时候，你把自己重新献上。
Each time you come in, you offer up yourself again.
每一次进到这个礼拜堂的时候，记住这个是一个祷告的殿。
Each time you come into this building, remember that this is a house, is a house for prayer.
让我们能够从心意更新而变化，能够真的把自己献上，用祷告来服侍我们的神。
So that we can be renewed in our heart and our spirit, so that with in prayerful heart we can offer ourselves to God.
如果我们这样做的话，我们的神就得到最大的荣耀。
If we do this, our God will be given the greatest glory.
神就可以大大的使用我们教会。
That God can mightily use our church.
愿神的名被高举。
That the name of God can be lifted high.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to sing the following hymn. 我们请会众起立，让我们来唱下面的诗歌啊。因为时间的关系，我们只有唱两节。Due to the time constraint, we only sing two verses.看救恩主更人，三遍为你举颂，现在降雨，四遍为你而见，当言真神归言，将至真遍充满永恒不变。真神子民称颂，发出炽热心灵，恳求垂听，一切赞美歌唱，犹如心灵之响，上升大道天庭，荣耀主。Please be seated. 请坐。
我们非常高兴今天有很多的来宾跟我们在一起，所以我们想很快的就是认识一下大家。我们估计没有时间来一一介绍，那我就说一下就是大家从哪里来，很快请大家站起来一下就好了哈。我们非常感谢有其他的兄弟弟兄姐妹和教会呢给我们送来很多的礼物，包括这个花和这个匾和这些照片，非常的谢谢。我就想很简单的统计一下有谁是从很远的地方来的。我知道很远的有 Atlanta， 有没有比 Atlanta 更远的地方来的，请你站起来一下好吗？Anywhere further than Atlanta？
马来西亚
啊，欢迎欢迎 ，welcome welcome 啊，马来西亚，还有没有 any you came from anywhere further than Atlanta？ All right, then Atlanta friends, please please rise and let us acknowledge you. I know a lot of friends from Atlanta, right?Welcome, welcome, 谢谢谢谢谢谢 welcome. And then, anywhere close, like Greenville or Charlotte or Charleston? 谢谢
We have a Florida
谢谢
back
谢谢
there.
Florida, yeah, Florida. thank you, thank you. And anyone else who is not from Columbia? Charleston, Charleston. 欢迎欢迎 Augusta.Augusta， 欢迎，谢谢 ，Charlotte， 谢谢谢谢，啊，所有刚才我们说这些来宾，我们等一下有一个就是特别的地方让你们用餐，啊 ，special place for you to have lunch， because you came from long way, a long distance. Okay, we're gonna have the lunch for the newcomers, who is not from Colombia, in the, you know, the garage. The garage tend to be a sanctuary.The garage tend to the sanctuary.
The English sanctuary.
The English sanctuary, that's right. So after that, please go there to have lunch. And then we know a lot of people also from Colombia who don't usually come to our church, we welcome you as well. Please, if you fall in that category, please stand up and let us welcome you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.Alright, you join together with the guests from out of town, okay? Please go there, the nice place. Thank you. And then we
It's the building with the steeple on it across the street.
Yeah. And then we have a little announcement.
And
okay. And then we'll be dismissed for lunch.
Okay, so in terms of announcements, just read your bulletins to see what's going on. And I just want to emphasize road safety.Please be careful when you're walking across the street. The cars have the right of way. And if you're a driver, please be careful when you're driving around and out through the parking lot because there's many people and children. So let's all be safe, and we'll have a blessed lunchtime. A couple of other announcements. I don't know what all these announcements.
We have a greeting from another city. So Reverend Steve Chong wants to say hello to everyone. And the other one is our missionary Ruth Wong is leaving September the 5th. So please bless her. And also Pastor Wong and Shimu shall leave for Asia pretty soon for more than 2 months. So please remember them in your prayers. 所以请大家为黄牧师祷告，黄牧师师母还有Ruth祷告。 也非常的谢谢大家，再一次欢迎大家，谢谢大家来参加这个现场典礼。就像黄牧师刚才鼓励我们的一样，愿意我们都把自己的身体献上，当成活祭，也愿意把这个殿当成一个为万民祷告的殿。让我们一起来祷告，然后就三一颂，然后请黄牧师为我们祝祷。 好，我们一起祷告。Let's rise to receive God's benediction. 天父，我们再一次祷告，我们谢谢你给我们的殿，也谢谢你给我们的鼓励，让我们争取把这个殿成为为万民祷告的殿，也是我们在这里忏悔认罪，也是在这里敬拜的殿，也愿意把我们的身体献上，被你所用，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
愿我们的神从天上随看我们，祝福我们，引导我们前面的每一步，也教导我们怎样把自己献上当作活祭，也教导我们来到这个地方的时候，就是以祷告来亲近你。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动与交通，常与我们众人同在。
Please be seated, and we'll be dismissed for the lunch after the silent prayer. Thank you.